Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣基督里面的朋友们，大家早上好。
Well, may the peace of Christ be with us this morning.
愿主耶稣的平安今天早上临到我们。
So, recently,
最近呢
I rewatched one of my favorite cartoons.
我重新看了一遍我最喜欢的一个卡通片。
Well, favorite cartoon when I was young.
我小时候最喜欢的卡通片。
And that is Tom and Jerry.
就是汤姆和杰瑞。
So it is a love, hate, well, mostly hostility story between a cat named Tom and a mouse named Jerry.
这是一个名叫汤姆的猫和一只名叫 Jerry 的老鼠之间相爱相杀的一个故事。
And this time round, when I watched it, I was stunned by what I saw.
而我今天重新看的时候，我几乎就是震惊了。
How is this cartoon deemed suitable for children all this time?
这个卡通片怎么能这么长时间都适合孩子们看呢？
The problematic issues that we see in society today.
这里面有很多社会上现在存在的问题。
Supremacism.
极端主义，歧视主义。
That is expressed in terms such as racism and sexism.
它会以种族主义或者性别主义的形式来展现。
Or violence.
或者暴力。
That's shown in bullying and revenge.
以欺凌的方式或者复仇的方式。
And these were all clad in a cloak called humor.
而这些全都佯装成了幽默。
And is put out there and say, this is entertainment.
而且还大有见识地说，这就是娱乐大众啊。
And so suddenly, neither Tom nor Jerry were quite that cutesy anymore 20, 30 years later.
所以呢 ,23 年之后 ,Tom 和 Jerry 突然一下不那么可爱了。
And then I became alarmed or quite concerned.
而且成为了一个非常让我担心的一件事情。
So what was I alarmed about?
所以那我担心到底是什么呢？
Of the fact that this cartoon and a host of others is a common babysitter that adults use to keep the attention of children.
因为其实这些卡通片就是家长们用来让小孩子安静一段时间的工具。
Without adult supervision and counsel, both during and after watching it.
而且大人们在小孩子看动画片以及看过之后，都没有任何的督导以及劝导。
And we seem to say it's a cartoon. It's not rated R. It's gonna be fine.
然后我们都会说这是卡通片啊，又不是限制级的，没有关系的。
Yes, we have to ask.
但是我们需要问这个问题。
What are some of these values that are therefore welcomed openly into our homes?
但是有一些价值观就这样大摇大摆地来到我们中间。
Into our consciousness.
进到我们的意识层面。
And now shaping our conscience.
塑造我们的认知。
How often have we passed on something hurtful with, oh, come on, relax, it was just a joke?
其实我们有多少次可以这么说，当我说了一句很伤人的话，然后我们就说，哎呀，别那么认真，就是一个玩笑话嘛。
Pastor John Piper in his book Don't Waste Your Life wrote this.
约翰派伯牧师在他的《活出丰盛》这一本书里面说的。
If we do not think in terms of measured appropriation,
如果我们的思想不再有适当的限制
，biblical evaluation
被圣经的价值观所渗透
，and thoughtful transformation
以及一些有价值的思想转换。
We will probably be consumed by culture.
我们就会被文化潮流所左右。
And won't even know that we are more American than we are Christian.
而且我们甚至都不知道，我们其实，与其说是一个基督徒，我们更是一个美国人。
If we could look at that very last sentence, we are more American than we are Christian.
如果我们仔细看最后一句，我们与其是一个基督徒，我们其实更是一个美国人。
What does that mean?
那到底什么意思呢？
That means that there is so much that is put out there by the world.
这就意味着这个世界已经影响着我们太多太多。
And if we do not at least put in the effort to diligently use the word to assess what is put out by the world,
如果我们没有不遗余力地用神的道来评估这个世界的话，
then it's very little wonder that we find ourselves possessed much more by the world than by the word.
所以我们就不可避免地发现，我们已经被这个世界的文化潮流所左右，而不是被圣经的教导所。
We are more cultural than we are biblical.
我们其实更加被文化潮流所浸染，而不是更加的遵守圣经。
That we will find ourselves appealing to, oh, this is what my friends do, oh, this is what my school does, oh, this is what my company does, versus this is what I've been instructed by the Lord Almighty.
我们会发现哦，这个是我的同事这么做啊，我的同学这么做啊，这个全世界都这么做呀、啊。但是我们并没有说我们是遵照我们的神教导我们的去做的。
And while watching Tom and Jerry,
当我在看这个 Tom 和 Jerry 的时候
，something else struck me.
有一点让我很惊讶。
It is natural that we ask our good friends to go watch a movie or TV show together with us.
就是我们会很自然地邀请朋友去一起看一个电视剧啊，或者看电影。
Is that true for our congregation?
是不是、啊、
Hesitancy for some and yes for some. Okay.
到底是不是
？But somehow.
但是呢
？The Holy Spirit doesn't usually get the invitation, does he?
好像我们从来没有邀请圣灵跟我们一起去看这些。
We don't quite think, all right, I'm going to watch this movie. Holy Spirit, come and watch it with me.
我们好像从来不说啊，我要看这个电影了，请圣灵来跟我一起看电影好吗
？Because if we do,
因为如果我们要这样的话
，I wonder if we will still blindly watch some of what we watch.
我不知道我正在看的一些我是不是还应该看。
Might we watch what we watch with a different perception and intention?
或者说我们会以一种不同的角度和意图来看这些。
Beyond just getting some form of entertainment because I'm bored.
不仅仅是因为无聊所以才寻找一些娱乐活动。
And so it is on this premise of assessing the world with a word.
所以我们今天的前提就是以神的道来评估这个世界。
And asking the Holy Spirit to be with us too.
并且邀请圣灵和我们一起。
That we will take a few more looks at the classic Disney animation Beauty and the Beast.
我们今天的切入点将是迪士尼的经典动画片《美女与野兽》。
And so before we step into the world of the animation, let us pray.
让我们在看这个动画片之前，我们一起先祷告。
Oh, dearest Abba.
我们亲爱的阿爸。
We're about to enter into this tale as old as time.
我们将一起开始看这个和岁月一样古老的故事。
And you are our good, good God.
你是我们全然美善的神。
So we ask that you, in all your goodness and by your Spirit,
愿你借着你的良善和你的灵
give us understanding of your word to us.
教导我们明白你的话。
Help us to see the world we live in by the word we believe in.
帮助我们透过你的话语看清这个世界。
Make us desire your gospel to us.
愿我们的生命中渴慕你赐下的福音。
For all of life.
我们生命中的每一部分都渴望你的福音。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
The one who is to be our magnificent redemption.
我们伟大救赎主的名。
We pray and believe.
我们祷告并相信。
Amen.
Amen.
So Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
那么迪士尼的美女与野兽
We'll begin with a short clip So not the whole movie That's 2 hours long
我们先看一小段视频
So we'll watch a short clip from the animation This is the opening sequence
这个是这部电影的开篇
It works, great Alright, so enjoy
好，开始
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift.And turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. And when he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love in his heart. And as punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived there. Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside his castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose, which would bloom until his 21st year. If he could learn to love another and earn her love in return by the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. For who could ever learn to love a beast?
好啊，我现在简短的叙述一下刚才那个到底在说什么。是很久以前有一个自私的王子，他是一个以貌取人的人，他拒绝了假扮成乞丐的仙女借宿的要求，所以他被诅咒变成了一个相貌可憎的野兽。他需要在21岁生日之前学会如何去爱一个人，并且赢得他的爱，才能解开这个诅咒，否则就永远当一只野兽。但是许多年过去了，他已经绝望了，因为谁会爱上一只野兽呢？
Thank you for the translation. With a lingering question, who could ever learn to love a beast?
最后呢，问了一个悬而未决的问题，就是谁会爱上一只野兽呢？
For the next 2 hours, approximately.
在接下来的两个小时中，
there were these 2 storylines that start to play out as a drama.
我们将一层一层揭开这个故事的梗概。
The beast, he has the quest to be saved by a lover who loves him truly.
这个野兽需要寻求一个能爱上他的人来解救他。
And then there is the beauty who has this deep desire for an adventure in the great wide somewhere.
而一个美女渴望在广袤的未知地带探险。
And these 2 stories interweave and the drama unfolds.
这就促成了这个错综复杂的故事。
So how many of you, just by a show of hands, are familiar with the storyline of Disney's Beauty and the Beast?
有谁是熟悉这个故事梗概的？
Okay, less than 50%.
好吧，少于50%。
So I'm going to give you a brief synopsis.
所以我要简短的概述一下。
A brief synopsis.
很简短。
Okay, so first we're taken into a small provincial town.
所以我们先来到了一个小镇上面。
And we're introduced to the beauty. Her name is Belle.
我们看到了有一个美女，她的名字叫贝尔。
She is the daughter of an inventor.
她是一个发明家的女儿。
And you can see she is beautiful.
你可以看到她很漂亮。
But most importantly, she is intelligent and she's studious.
但更重要的是，她很聪明，并且她很勤奋。
And boy, can she sing.
而且她还会唱歌呢。
And so she naturally then attracts the attention of essentially everyone in the little town.
所以她很自然地吸引了小镇上所有人的目光。
But none more than this hunk named Gaston.
而且尤其是一个叫 Gaston 的大块头。
And he is handsome, yes.
他挺帅的。
But stupid and obnoxious.
但他又蠢又令人讨厌。
And he has determined that Belle will be his wife so that the story will write Beauty and the Hunk.
而且他非常确定贝尔将会是他的妻子，所以这个动画片的名字应该叫《美女与大块头》。
But as life would have it,
但是就如生活中会发生的
a crisis arose.
一个危机发生了。
Belle's father accidentally stumbled into the Beast's castle.
贝尔的爸爸不小心踏入了这个野兽的城堡。
This was after he got lost in the woods and he was chased by wolves.
这是他在树林里面迷路了以后，并且被狼追。
And then he was subsequently imprisoned by the Beast.
然后他就被这个野兽所囚禁了。
Belle somehow found out about it.
贝尔不知道为什么就发现了。
Went in search of a father.
他就去找他爸爸。
Knew how to get to the castle somehow.
而且他不知道为什么就知道怎么去到那个城堡里面。
Encountered the nightmarish version of the beast.
而且看到了这个野兽噩梦般的一面。
And then volunteered herself to take the place of a father.
而且他主动的请愿来代替他的爸爸成为这个囚犯。
And then you guessed it.
然后你就能猜得到了。
At this point in time, Disney magic happens.
在这个时候，迪士尼的魔法就发生了。
Sparks begin to fly between Belle and the Beast.
各种火花这儿闪那儿闪的。
Well, initially, that is even better than the English version. Initially.
一开始呢。
It was angry, angry sparks.
各种愤怒的火花。
And then, ding.
而且叮以后。
Cue the Disney romance song.
迪士尼那种浪漫的音乐就开始响了。
A few shy glances here and there.
一些眉目传情。
And slowly but surely.
慢慢的，但是很确信的。
Who could ever learn to love a beast?
有谁能爱上一个野兽呢？
Well, we see romance sparks begin to replace the angry, angry sparks.
我们看到许多这些浪漫的火花代替了那些愤怒的火花。
Which then draws us into the pulsating closure of the story.
然后就带我们进入这种令人血脉喷张的结尾。
So the beast now has learned to love.
所以这个野兽现在学会如何去爱了。
And so when Belle saw that her father was sick,
那当贝尔发现他的爸爸病得很重的时候
Beast released Belle to go take care of her father.
这个野兽就把贝尔放了去回家照顾他爸爸。
And so he gave up his opportunity to become a human again.
所以这个野兽放弃了自己能变回人类的这个机会。
On the other hand,
而另一方面
Gaston found out about the beast.
就这个大块头 Gaston 呢，发现了这个野兽的事情。
And when he knew of Belle's clear liking for the beast over him,
而且他知道这个贝尔更喜欢这个野兽而不喜欢他的时候
，he was greatly infuriated.
他就气炸了。
And he proceeded to lead the villagers on a beast hunt.
他就带着这个村民们一起去讨伐这个野兽。
So a few physical fights later,
在一些肢体冲突之后呢？
The world was made well again.
啊，世界又美好了。
The bad guy Gaston would no longer be of trouble.
那个坏人 Gaston 不再会惹麻烦了。
Belle would make the all important "I love you" confession.
而贝尔会说出那句至关重要的"我爱你"的这句能打破一切咒语的话。
The beast would transform back to his old dashing self or dashing old self.
这个野兽呢，就变回了之前 bling bling 的王子的样子。
But now more gentle.
但是比以前温柔多了。
And happily ever after.
而且就永远快快乐乐的生活在一起。
For all the good characters of the story.
在这个影片中所有好的角色。
The end.
剧终。
So the synopsis does this particular synopsis does the actual storytelling by Disney no justice.
这就是迪士尼本来的那个剧情摘要。
And so if and when you do watch the animation,
所以如果你真的看过这个电影的话
it should become apparent why Beauty and the Beast is a classic.
你就会明白为什么美女与野兽是这么经典的一部剧。
And that it was the first ever animated feature film to garner a Best Picture nomination in the Oscars.
而且它是头一部动画片作为奥斯卡最佳影片而获得最佳影片。
The 入围没获得。
入围啊。
入围。
哦、
嗯。
OK。入围了。提名了那个最佳影片。
And it is in this master class of storytelling by Disney.
在这个大师级的故事中
，exciting and beautifully drawn as it was，
非常的动人心弦。
There is a strongly anti-gospel consciousness and narrative that is given to us。
这里面有非常强烈的反福音的理念。
And for some of us, it might be for 26 years, it has lodged in our minds and feelings.
对于我们中间许多人来说，也许他已经控制了你的理智与情感长达26年。
So as a disclaimer, I do not know if Disney had intentionally or unintentionally set out to put out a animation that is anti-gospel.
我首先需要声明一下，我并不知道迪士尼是不是真的想要表达这种反福音的理念。
But we see that in the overarching flow of the story.
但是我们就看到，就在这个故事的之中。
At best, it undermines the gospel.
它起码是削弱了福音。
And worse, it dismisses the gospel.
而且更有甚者，它有可能把福音弃之不顾。
So personally, for me, it was a big struggle looking back into Beauty and the Beast.
所以就我个人来讲，我自己是很挣扎的来这么回看《美女与野兽》。
Because it is one of my favorites.
因为这也是我最喜欢的电影之一。
I mean, there, well, yeah. That's my reason why it's one of my favorites. But what I found out is that it is not so beautiful after all.
但是呢，我之后就发现其实并没有很美丽。
So again, we revisit the all-important question.
所以我们来重新回顾一下这些非常重要的问题。
Who could ever learn to love a beast?
谁能去爱一只野兽呢？
And the answer seems simple enough.
而且这个答案看起来很简单啊。
And the answer is?
那答案是
Belle, Bear, right? The beauty.
就是那个美女嘛。
Yet,
是的。
The heartless prince was not the only beast of the story.
但是这个没心没肺的王子并不是这个故事里面唯一的一个野兽。
There is also Gaston.
那个 Gaston 那个大块头也是一只野兽啊。
Though he's not a beast in the physical form,
虽然他的身形上可能看起来不是一只野兽。
But to Belle, he might as well be.
但是对于贝尔来讲，他就是一只野兽嘛。
Because Belle calls him boorish, brainless.
因为贝尔称他为粗野的、无脑的。
And she dismissed him as unlovable, since he too was a beast in his arrogance and anger.
而且贝尔称他为是爱不起来的一种人，因为他的那种傲慢与愤怒就像一个野兽一样。
So suddenly we are presented with this.
所以我们突然面前呈现的就成了这个样子了。
There is a beast who should be loved.
有一个应该被爱的野兽。
Then there is a beast who should not be loved.
又有一个不应该被爱的野兽。
Or at least is not lovable.
或者说是让人爱不起来的一只野兽。
Or we might even say, well, someone else can love Gaston.
或者我们会说，哎，其实有人是可以去爱 Gaston 的。
And good for her.
哎，点赞。
But not me.
但是，只要不是我就好了。
Ew, can you even imagine?
哎，好恶心。
And these are not my words. These are Belle's words in her song.
这不是我说的，这是那个贝尔的歌词里面的话。
Can you imagine me as his wife?
你可以想象我要当他的妻子吗
？Never.
从来不可能。
And thus we enter.Into the humanistic moralism that undergirds Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
让我们看到底是什么来巩固了迪士尼这个美女与野兽的这样子的一个观念，它叫做人本道德主义。
Humanistic moralism.
人本道德主义。
And Beauty and the Beast is not the only one that works off this particular form of thinking.
美女与野兽并不是唯一一部电影有这样子的观念的。
Snow White.
白雪公主。
Tangled.
魔法奇缘
And plenty of animations put out by Disney.
还有很多别的迪士尼的动画片
What I mean is this.
我其实是这个意思
First of all, in humanistic moralism, we are presented with two general types of humanity.
在人本道德主义中，我们看到它有两种人性
There is the good people.
好人
And then there is the less than good, even bad people.
有不好的，甚至是坏的人。
So there's good and there's bad.
有好人，有坏人。
So in Disney's Beauty and the Beast, we see that there is Belle and there's Beast, who are the good people.
我们看到在《美女与野兽》里面，贝尔和这个野兽就是好人。
And the prime bad person is Gaston.
那个 Gaston 就是那个坏人。
And then there were also some of these village villains.
还有村里边的一堆小混混。
From these two humanities, we see that there are two types of destinations.
我们看到这两种人性引到了两种结局。
Destinies.
And so, 命运。
And so, happily ever after and victory after victory, and it deservedly belongs to the good people.
永远幸福快乐的生活在一起，永远获得最终的胜利，都是那些属于好人的理所应当的结局。
And for the bad people,
而坏人呢
？It's always defeat.
注定被打败。
And death is okay. It's rightly deserved.
而且就算他死，他也活该。
And so we move on then into.A third category.
所以我们现在看第三种分类。
We are conditioned to approach these particular two types of humanity.
我们对待这两种人性有两种态度。
Embrace the good people, and they are lovable even if they are not perfect.
我们就会很接受这些好人，就算他们不完美，我们也觉得很 OK.
But make sure you shun the bad people because they are not that likable to begin with.
但是要小心地躲开那些坏人，因为他们不可爱。
Which is why when we go through and watch this animation, we'll be like, yeah, Belle and Beast, Belle and Beast,
So when we're watching the movie, we'll be like, yeah, Belle and Beast, so good.
And then Gaston is like,
Then Gaston is like, you better take it.
Huh? Gaston is what? I'll check with... Wow, I'm learning Chinese here. Okay. And so again, we see two types of humanity, good people, bad people.
So when we see two types of humanity, good people, bad people.
Good things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people.
好事发生在好人身上，坏事发生在坏人身上。
Embrace the good, shun the bad.
拥抱好人，躲避坏人。
And at the end of it, you ask, okay, so what makes it good? What makes it bad?
那最后呢，你就会问，到底什么让他们成为好，什么让他们成为坏呢？
Who shall be the decider on who is the good and who is the bad?
是谁来决定谁是好人谁是坏人呢？
Me.
我。
I am the arbitrator between good and bad.
我是判定一切好坏的最终审判官。
Every individual becomes the one who polices the morality around them.
所以所有人都是为了取悦我而存在。
Humanistic moralism centers itself on the individual.
人本道德主义的本质是自我中心。
It is what I think that counts, and so what if another human being disagrees with me?
我想的才最重要，别人就算不同意我也无所谓。
Shake it off, haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
这个是 Taylor Swift 的一个歌词。
Yes.
我也不知道该怎么翻。
痛恨人总会就是痛恨痛恨痛下去。Maybe. So.Why is it that in Beauty and the Beast is humanistic?
所以为什么在美女与野兽里面会有这种人本主义呢？
Because the individual me is the most important.
因为那个我那个个体是最重要的。
And in a way it's assumed because it comes from Disney that there is the removal of any divine or supernatural association and intervention.
而一切对于神或者任何超自然事物的介入的认知都会被挪去。
But if we hear in the introduction earlier in the opening sequence,
如果我们刚才仔细听了刚才那个开场白的那个叙述，
The enchantress said something.
那个仙女说了一句话。
She said, do not be deceived by the outside.
不要被外表所迷惑。
Because there is goodness inside.
因为真正的好是在里面的。
There is beauty that lies beneath the exterior.
美丽不仅仅是外表上的，而是内心的。
And humanistic thinking would tell you that every person comes prepackaged with goodness.
而人本主义呢，就会告诉你，所有人都有与生俱来的良善。
And this goodness needs to be unpacked.
它只是需要被一层一层揭开。
And why is it moralism?
那道德主义又说什么了呢？
Because it's still about good and bad. It's still about good and bad.
仍然是好与坏的分别。
So let us consider this.
那我们就来想一下这个问题。
The supposed contrast between the hunk Gaston and the beauty Belle.
那这个 Gaston 这个大块头与美女贝尔之间的这种对比。
If I'm to ask you to right now write an essay to compare the two,
如果我现在让你写一篇文章来对比一下这两个人，
you might say, "What is there to compare? It's Gaston and Belle."
你就会说有什么好比的吗？不就是这不很明显吗？
Okay, Gaston is handsome.
是的 ，Gaston 确实挺长。
So Belle is beautiful.
所以贝尔很漂亮。
So in a similarity, they have good looks.
但是说实话，他们两个其实都挺好看的。
Oh, Gaston is obnoxious.
但是 Gaston 很讨人厌的。
So he's repulsive.
所以他是令人想远离他的。
How dare he even to think that way and behave the way that he does?
他怎么敢那么想，怎么敢那么做呢？
Oh, yes.
确实是。
However.
但是呢。
Belle.
贝尔呢？
Obnoxious too.
他其实也挺令人讨厌的呀。
Belle obnoxious.
贝尔的令人讨厌的点在哪里呢？
Are you committing blasphemy right now against a Disney goddess or princess? She is.
你觉得我现在亵渎了一个迪士尼的公主吗？
Belle is obnoxious.
贝尔确实是令人讨厌的呀。
But we are accepting of it.
但是我们觉得挺可以接受的。
She has her own smartness and her own intelligence and refined manners.
她自命不凡，而且自诩聪明。
It's covered in the way that she's able to sing a beautiful song.
当然了，这些全因为她唱歌好听而掩盖住了。
But she sees herself as in contrast to Gaston, who is boorish and brainless.
但她自己就把自己放在了与这种 Gaston 这种无聊的、粗野的对立面。
And somehow we say it's okay that she shows deceit and disdain for Gaston.
我们有的时候觉得她。藐视 Gaston 是很自然的事情。
We might even be okay with her not taking responsibility and not apologizing for her wrongdoings, which kept back when she was kept back as an imprisoned guest in a castle.
而且呢，她在被囚禁于城堡的期间干了一系列的坏事，她不负责任也不道歉，我们也觉得挺 OK 的。
And instead, during this particular scene where she was blaming the Beast for.If you had not done this, I would not have done the bad either.
而且他还这样子 怪罪这个怪兽，如果你没有让我干这件事情，我就不会干坏事。
And we say, yeah, that's fine, it's just human.
我们就会说，哎呀，这挺正常的嘛，人嘛，不都这样嘛。
But when we see Gaston, it's like, how dare you?
但是我们看到 Gaston 的时候，我们就说，你怎么敢这样？
So Belle, Gaston.
所以呢，贝尔 ，Gaston.
Smug, but one is accepting, one is accepted, one is not. Why?
两个人都很自命不凡，一个就可以被接受，另一个就不可以，为什么呢？
In singing of her grandiose dreams, this is one of the beautiful narration in the animation.
在那个这个电影里面有一段很美的唱段。
And she sings about wanting to, she had this dream to break beyond the little town of the little people.
他就唱着贝尔在那唱，我的梦想是超越了这个小镇，超越了所有这些小人物。
And let us not miss this. It was by no accident that Belle would sing out these words.
其实我们要注意的话，他说这些绝不是偶然的。
Because it's humanistic.
因为这就是人本主义。
It would sing, she would sing, I want so much more than may God plan.
其中他一句歌词就是我想要的比神计划中的多得多。
It can be a cultural phrasing, yes.
它可能是一个基于文化的产物的一句歌词。
But within the words, there are meanings.
但是在这些歌词中确实有它的意思的。
It is to say that this is not enough.
他就说不够啊，这还不够。
It is not to counter ambition by saying that what she sang is problematic.
所以可能一些有野心的人会说他唱的这些没有问题啊。
But at the same time, it is for Christians when we hear this, we are going to have to ask, what if God puts us in a little town among little people?
而当我们作为基督徒的时候，我们听到这样子的歌词，就需要想一下，如果神放我们在那样一个小镇中，我们会怎么唱？
Am I the decider of my destiny?
我自己来决定我的命运吗？
Or is there a greater destiny that is decided for me?
或者有一个更宏图的志愿已经为我计划好了。
It is hard not to simply nod along with the sure but subtle narrative of humanistic moralism in Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
当然了，我们很难不同意这个 Beauty and Beast 美女与野兽这里面的这些意识
because fundamentally it clicks. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the slides. But okay, three more seconds. Okay, well, essentially, to ask the same question: why is it that Gaston is obnoxious and a bad taste, while Belle is to be soon after, despite her own self-righteousness?
所以说。我现在需要问一个问题是 ，Gaston 这么讨人厌，而且品味又不好，然后贝尔呢，其实也是沾沾自喜的，而且自以为意的，为什么他们俩就不同呢
？Because if this kind of worldview，
因为世界就是这么看这两个人的。
这样的世界观。
这样的世界观。
Works very well with our broken with our sinful nature.
因为这样的世界观与我们的罪性是互相吻合的。
Because fundamentally,
因为追本溯源的话
，we hear this and we desire it so much.
我们听到这个是因为它与我们内心的渴望是如此的契合。
I am a good person.
我是个好人。
I am a better person than at least some of you.
我至少比你们之中的一些人要好。
I may not be the best person.
我可能不是最好的人。
I'm a good person.
但是我是个好人。
This is how I'm good. Ding ding dong, ding ding dong.This and that, this and that.
这就是我为什么是个好人，有这个的例子。
And I would say, yeah, I'm a more courteous person than you. I'm a more helpful person than you. I'm a more diligent person than you.
我会说我是一个比你更聪明的人，我是比你更优雅的人，我是一个更能帮助别人的人。
And so humanistic because I am the judge of who of what my goodness is.
人本主义的观念就是说，我是一切的判官，我来决定谁好谁坏。
And moralism because the end goal is to be good and to do good out of my own goodness.
而道德主义呢，就是说要做好。好人，干好事。
And so you hear people not apologize and say, "Oh, you know what? I didn't know why I got angry. It's not me. I'm a good person."
所以你就会听到有人说，哎，我不知道我为什么会发脾气，那其实根本不是我，我真的是个好人的。
Do not be deceived by my anger, because there is goodness in me, just as the enchantress warn the young prince.
不要被我外表的这种愤怒所欺骗了，我里面真的是个好人的。
And we see that this is always relative, this is always shifting.
我们会看到这些其实全都是相对的，而且全都是在变化之中的。
And intriguingly, sometimes you hear, yeah, I know that person is better than me, but you know, that's too good.
你知道吗？更加这个更加让人无法辨别的一种情况是，你看那个人，我知道他是个好人，但是他可能人太好了。
It's always relative, it's always shifting.
一切都是相对的，一切都是在不断变化之中的。
And when it is not the Disney version,
那如果不是在迪士尼的这个版本的话。
But the Christian or the church version,
而是基督教甚至是教会的版本的话，
then it's something even more dangerous.
它就成了一个更加危险的一个东西。
It's called moralistic therapeutic deism.
这种事情呢，就叫做道德治疗性神本主义。
Moralistic therapeutic deism.
道德治疗性神本主义。
Because it's humanistic moralism now repackaged with the name of God.
这就是人本道德主义被重新包装了一下，被放在了神的家中。
The name of God is evoked, yes, and often copiously.
神的名被大量的提及。
But for what?
但是为了什么呢？
To make me a better person.
让我成为一个更好的人。
To aid me along so as to fulfill my fullest potential.
帮我达到最大的潜力。
This is the language that will be used when we are practicing moralistic therapeutic deism.
这些就是道德治疗性神本主义会常用的一些话。
Another disclaimer.
我再声明一点。
Indeed, we are to be transformed in our lives.
我们确实所有人的生命都需要被改变。
We are to be more Christ-like.
我们需要更像基督。
But the end goal is not there.
但是最终的目的好像不太一样。
The end goal is God.
最终的目的是为了神。
Not me.
不是我。
In moralistic therapeutic deism, the reverse happens.
在道德治疗性神本主义这一点就反了。
The helping agent is God.
神是那种帮助者。
The final goal is about me.
最终的目的是关于我。
Make sure that I am a good person.
你需要确保的是我成为了一个好人。
Make sure that the goodness that came prepackaged in me is unpacked.
你要确保那些我与生俱来的好的善良的品质是被一层一层揭开的。
Make sure that I am brought to my fullest life.
要确保我活到了极致。
So you might hear a lot of description about God in this way.
你可能会听到很多关于神的这样子的描述。
Again, the whole first portion is not wrong.
其实再说一遍，前面这些其实都没有错。
But it becomes problematic when the very last statement is missing.
但是如果最后那句最重要的结论丢失了的话，那就很有问题。
So it could be physical trainer, it could be financial planner, it could be even a alarm clock. That God wake me up.
对啊，神可以是我的塑形师，可以是我的精算师，可以帮我建造房屋，甚至他可以帮我当闹钟，他可以叫我起床。
But when it comes to His sovereignty,
但是当来到他的叫什么神性的面前
，and His 主权，
主权。
When it comes to His say over my life and who I should be,
当来到这个问题就是。我的生命由谁来做主的时候
？Oh no 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 no！
不要！
So if you go into Aladdin, if you watch Aladdin, Disney's Aladdin，
如果你看迪士尼版本的阿拉丁
，We would see God as the genie。
我们就会像阿拉丁一样，看神当做那个瓶中的精灵。
We know that the genie is much more powerful than we are。
我们知道那个精灵比我们有能力的多得多。
But nonetheless, the genie is our servant。
但是这个精灵是我们的仆人。
To help do whatever we would like get done。
帮我们做我们想做的一切事情。
So glory to God is not the personal vision。
所以荣耀神不再是个人的意向。
Being in love with God is not the relationship goal。
爱神也不再是一切关系的来源。
Ourselves own happiness is the goal。
我们自己的幸福成为了那个目的。
So just to give you an example。
就给一个例子吧。
We would say yes, bring me my wife or husband. Thank you very much。
我们会说，赐我一个丈夫或者妻子吧，非常感谢。
Because only you can provide me with the best.
因为你才能给我最好的。
Oh, sorry, I forgot to say the magic word, please.
哦、oh, ，对不起，我忘了说，请。
Oh, Abba, you're a loving father, right?
哦、oh, ，阿爸天父，你是那个爱我的天父，对吧
？Now, is that wrong to say that prayer?
这样祷告错了吗
？No, it's not wrong.
其实也没错。
And yes, it is wrong.
但是它其实也是错的。
What do I mean by that?
那我到底在说什么呢
？It is. There is a difference between. If there's a difference in our posture in that praying.
到底这个哪里不太对呢
？It's in our. The difference is in our posture toward God.
是我们对神的根本态度。
So no, it's not wrong to pray that because.God truly is the ultimate provider, and we indeed rejoice in His tip-top best provisions.
没有错，神确实是我们一切的供应者，而且我们当因他的全备的供应而喜乐。
But it starts to go terribly wrong if we know that it's simply for our delight, without actually doubly or triply more delighted in God Himself.
但是如果我们只是为了自己的高兴而祈求的话，那就大错特错。我们应当是因为神他自己而双倍的、三倍的大大喜乐。
It's not that we don't quite actually see the glory of His love and faithfulness toward His children.
我们如果只为了自己而高兴的话，我们就没看到神对他儿女的一切摆上是多么的荣耀。
But rather at the end we say, "Sweet, I got what I want. Thank you."
但是最终我们就会说，哦，太好了，我已经得到我想要的，谢谢。
So we have to ask ourselves.
我们需要扪心自问。
Do we think and live as if God's primary care toward us is our happiness and not His holiness and our holiness?
我们认为神的存在是为了让我们开心，而不是为了神自己以及我们的圣洁吗？
And this thought of, no, God exists for my happiness.
当我们想神的存在是为了我自己开心的时候，
is why it is therapeutic.
这就是为什么叫是治疗性的。
It always said there's always this someone who is greater than me to like comfort me and just allow me to feel the way I want to feel.
所以一直有一个更高、更大、更有能力的在安慰着我，在让我感觉更好受一些。
And so there's no surprise when there are Christians who would say, "No, cohabitation is fine, or an openly gay relationship is okay, because you know what? God wants happiness for me."
所以我们就不会奇怪为什么有一些基督徒会说啊，同居没有关系啊，公开的同性恋关系也没有关系啊，因为神愿意让我高兴。
The subtext is that happiness is on my own terms.
这个言下之意就是。开心是我自己的事儿。
Rather than saying, well, God did say, yes, happiness is for my people.
而不是说神所谓的幸福是为了他的子民。
Happy is the man who does not walk in the ways of evil, but meditates upon my word day and night. That is God's happiness.
神的幸福是他的子民走在他的正路上，每天思想他的道。
But no. This is the way I think I will make me happy. So God, please just do that.
但是我才不要那样子呢。我这么想，这样子可以让我幸福。所以神啊，请让这样子的事情成就吧。
And something subtle for Christians is this.
有一些关于基督徒很微妙的一些点。
It's definitely good that we pray for God to help us not to sin.
我们祷告对神说神啊帮助我们不要犯罪是正确的
To overcome evil
去战胜邪恶
But let us also ask the Spirit for discernment
但是我们需要让圣灵来掌管我们
This been struggling with it and I so have to depend on God's grace to overcome it
所以我仍然要依赖于神的恩典来战胜这些邪恶。
Because God has shown me that when I pray that, please help me not to sin.
因为神会确保当我祷告，神啊帮助我不要犯罪的时候。
It's not because I'm anguished over the offense to God's righteousness.
不是因为我是因为得罪了神而感到痛苦。
I pray that prayer because I want to be a good person.
我这么祷告是因为我想当一个好人。
My anguish, my sorrow is that, oh, I've become a bad person.
我痛苦是因为啊，我不是一个好人了。
Versus, wow, God, I have hurt you.
而不是哎呀神我亏欠了你的圣洁。
And so every time when we repent, we also have to be very careful.
所以每当我们悔改的时候，我们需要非常小心。
Because there can be this shadow of moralism that works in the background.
因为在这一点上，也许会有那个人本道德主义的阴影存在。
Because if we are still about ourselves as the end goal,
如果我们仍然把自己当作那最终的目的的时候
，then scaringly, we have transgressed against at least the first, second, and third commandments.
那我们就非常可怕的犯了十诫里面的头三诫。
Why?
为什么呢
？First, we have become our own god.
第一，我们成为了自己的神。
And second, we have made our image the image to go after, rather than just to be an image bearer.
我们还雕刻自己的形象当做了偶像。
And third, we have misused the name of the Lord our God.
第三，我们还误用了神的名。
Because we say, yeah, God this, God that, but wait, hold on a minute. Who is the real God here?
然后我们还称神的名，神啊怎么样，神啊怎么样？但是你需要想一下，你到底把谁当做神了
？Because I could say, yeah, my dad helped me with this, my mom helped me with that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I regard them as my father and my mother.
你可能会说，哦，我爸帮了我干这个，我妈帮了我干这个，但是你真的把他们当做父母了吗
？Because that is their objective connection to me, yes.
其实这有一个主观的联系，对我来说是的。
But then, 客观。
客观来说，对我来说是的。
Right, and subjective, yeah, in English and Chinese is like a flip. Subjectively, it's more like they're my workers.
主观的来讲，他们更像是我的工人。
If we are not careful, that's what.
如果我们没有小心对待这一点的话。
And so the tragic result is that the gospel message is at best undermined.
所以说在此产生的悲剧结果就是说好听的福音的信息被大大的削弱了
And at worst tossed aside
说不好听的福音就被弃之不顾了
What does that mean?
这到底是什么意思呢
It's because God's grace is never absolutely precious to us because we do not regard ourselves as absolutely undeserving
神的恩典从来对我们来讲是不宝贵的因为我们从来没有完全的不配
We have goodness in us, so okay, good, good that you give us grace, but you know what, there are times where it's, of course you should give us grace, because I'm good.
我挺好的呀，所以你当然应该对我好了呀。
So God's grace is never absolutely something like, wow, that is, how do you even describe that?
所以神的恩典从来对于我们来说不是那种美好到无法用语言来形容的。
And the redemption by Christ is never total in our acknowledgement, because we never totally regard ourselves as totally rotten.
而基督的救赎也是从来没有被完全过的，因为我们没有完全的堕落啊。
Oh, don't mind me this, don't mind me that, because I'm still good inside.
哦，不要介意我这个，不要介意我那个，因为我里面其实还是好的呢。
So yes, Christ redeemed me. Yes, He died on the cross.
是的，神救赎了我，基督救赎了我，他在十字架上为我而死。
But only partially.
但是只是部分的。
Because there are parts of it that I'm. Why is there even a need for redemption?
因为我挺好的呀，我其实不完全需要他的救赎啊。
And so in church, we might be comfortable to say that, yeah, we are sinners.
在教会里面，我们可能会大胆的说，是的，我是个罪人。
But we might be less inclined to admit that we are totally depraved.
但是我们会倾向于不去承认我们完全的堕落。
Totally depraved if without the new life in God.
如果没有神的新生在我们里面的话，我们是完全的堕落。
We still bank our salvation, whether consciously or subconsciously.
我们有意无意地把我们的救恩
We bank that still on our goodness
仍然放在我们自己的好行为上面
Even if it's 1%, 2%
尽管只有一到两个百分点
We would say that Oh, I'm almost good, fully good
我们会说啊，我只差一点点就是完全的好的
But for anyone who has dealt with the question Are we there yet?
但是所有人都会问，那你已经完全好了吗？
If someone asks you, are we there yet? And you said almost.
当有人问你，你已经到那儿了吗？然后你说差不多了。
The person will immediately know that we are not there yet.
那问你的人就会马上知道你其实还没到呢。
Would you rather have an almost good meal?
你要做那种我差不多是个好人吗
？Would you rather have an almost tree. 树木，四不像的树木。
你会要一棵四是不是的树吗？
You want something that is rather than almost.
你需要是而不是差不多是。
Try that with someone you love today. I almost love you.
你可以对一个你爱的人说，我差不多是爱你的。
And you might hear, I almost want to be with you.
你就会听见，那我差不多是想要跟你在一起的。
And it really works in our humanity because the intensity of our gratitude is impacted by the magnitude of the help.
而且我们会发现，我们感激的程度也是论帮助的大小而定的。
So if we think about Ellen,
所以我们就想 Ellen,
the famous talk show host,
是一个脱口秀的主持人。
If she is to give away to her guests $2 versus 20,000,
她给她的客人两美元或者两万美元。
Which gratitude do you think will be greater?
你觉得哪个人会更感激她一些？
There will be gratitude on both counts.
当然了，两个都会感谢他的。
But probably the 20,000.
但也许两万块的那个人感激的要多一些。
And then if we think, if Ellen gives away 10,000 of sponsored money, and then 100,000 of her own bank account, because Ellen does sponsorship, right? So when she gives away, it's not her own bank account. But why she took it out of her own bank this time?
如果说我们在想另外一个问题是，如果 Ellen 给出的是十万美元的赞助商的钱，以及十万美元他自己的钱
，Which one would you say, man, wow?
你会觉得哪一个更夸张一些
？The intensity of our gratitude is impacted by the magnitude of the help.
感激的程度是论帮助的大小而定的。
So if we acknowledge ourselves to have partial good.
如果我们承认自己只是部分的好而已
，Christ's redemption will be partial good.
那神的救赎也是部分的成就而已。
Because God, the gospel tells us this.
因为圣经这样福音这样子告诉我们。
God through Apostle Paul tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
神通过使徒保罗告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And For some of us, we might cheekily or might actually say it, well, you know, but there are some people who fell shorter than I did.
我们有可能会淘气的或者真正的加上一两句说，哎，你知道吗？有些人比我还差两步呢。
In the Chinese idiom, there is this particular saying.
中国有一句俗话。
So at the finishing line,
五十步笑百步。
Spoiler alert. Okay, yes. At the excuse me. Before the finishing line, there were these two people, right? One was 50 steps away, and another was 100 steps away. And the one who was 50 steps away turned around and said, "Ah ha ha! You're 100 steps away. I'm only 50." But both have missed the mark.
五十步笑百步的两个人其实都还没有达到终点呢。
And so all have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以没有一个人是完全了神的荣耀，所有人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And God again tells us through Jesus.
神又借着耶稣基督这样告诉我们。
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好的东西给儿女。其实，在英文版里面，这个"你们虽然不好"这个词用的是你们虽然邪恶。
And so.Wow, Jesus, he is the kind gentleman. He said we are evil.
耶稣这么样一个这么好的绅士，他居然称呼我们为邪恶。
And strangely, he tells us that good deeds can come out of evil people.
而且他还说，这些邪恶的人是能干出来好事的。
Because we, as evil, will still do good.
我们尽管是邪恶的，我们还会去做好事情。
So.Are we brought to the point where we can actually recognize, oh yeah, I'm evil?
我们能说自己我是邪恶的吗？
Consider these questions.
我们要思考一下这个问题。
Do you and I become irrepressibly angry or disappointed when God doesn't fulfill the plan that we have made for ourselves in His name?
如果神没有因为我们奉他的名所制定的一个计划没有达成，我们会不会无法抑制的生气或者失望？
Or do we look to those who have fallen from grace, or those who are terrible in our eyes, and we find it justified to mock and ridicule them?
如果从我们自己的眼光看那些堕落的或者不堪的人，我们觉得我们自己比他们更正直，所以我们就理所应当的应该嘲笑他们、戏弄他们呢？
If our answer is yes to either or both,
如果我们对这两个问题任何一个的答案是是，
then we might be more moralistic than biblical.
那我们其实更多的是遵循道德，而不是遵循圣经。
More cultural.Than scriptural.
我们更多被文化左右，而不是被圣灵左右。
Because if we watch, for example, Saturday Night Live now,
如果我们看一个星期六晚上的综艺节目，
we will see the second question at play.
我们就会看到那个节目里面可能问的第二个问题就会成真。
We are more righteous than you are, and we can mock and ridicule you.
我比你们更好，所以我就能嘲笑你们。
And yet the gospel tells us this.
但是福音是这样子告诉我们。
As people of God, we will instead exercise the mind of the sovereign Lord.
而作为神的子民，我们应该体贴主耶和华的心意。
Unlike Belle, who would say, "Ugh, me as the wife of Gaston, you got to be kidding me."
而不是像贝尔那样，我要当那个 Gaston 的老婆吗？你开玩笑的吧。
This is what God speaks through the prophet Ezekiel.
以下是神通过先知以西结所宣告的话。
For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the sovereign Lord. Repent and live.
我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。
God as the only one who could perhaps righteously be righteously obnoxious gave grace.
神是那个唯一的而且毫无保留的赐予恩典的那一位。
He doesn't give defeat. He doesn't want death. He wants us to live.
他不希望我们去打败别人，他不希望有任何人死，他希望我们所有人都活下去。
So it's different from our glad or if we have this indifference towards whoever is like a Gaston to us.That is not how God operates.
如果我们对我们生命中任何像 Gaston 那样子的人无动于衷的话，那不是神想让我们做的。
The message of Disney tells you that, yeah, they're deserving.
迪士尼的信息却是，他活该。
God's message to us is, no, God is in pain, sorrow, he doesn't want that to happen.
但是神的信息是，不是的，神是非常的伤心的，他不想让他死的。
And through Ezekiel, he tells us that he's going to give us a new heart and a new spirit, we're totally made new.
所以在以西结书又这样说，我要赐给你们一个新的心，心心
心心心灵。
你要说心灵，将心灵放在你们里面。
And he makes us new so that we can be happy in our own terms. Is that what God tells us?
他将我们更新是为了让我们自己活得更开心吗？这是神的话吗？
No, let us look at what God says so that we will follow His decrees and be careful to keep His laws.
所以其实是不是的，我们来仔细看神的话到底是怎么说的。
So what it says is that so that we will follow God's decrees and we will be careful to keep God's laws.
使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
It tells us that we have this old, totally rotten self that needs a total makeover.
是我们那种全然的堕落，是一个需要全然的更新的。
This heart of stone that is lifeless now needs to be made alive as a heart of flesh.
而我们心中的实心是需要被替换成为一个肉心的。
Nothing of this. There's this goodness in me. I'm a good person. Let me unpack and show you my goodness.
而并不是我们里面其实本来是有好的，而需要被展现出来而已，并不是那样的。
But that God tells us that there is sin, and sin made us totally depraved. But now it's okay because in God there's going to be a new life.
神告诉我们不是那样子的，因为罪使我们完全的堕落。但是神又告诉我们没有关系的，因为神已经将我们更新了。
That is what the gospel tells us.
这就是福音的内容。
To give us that reality.
给我们了一个可以看到的事实。
So rather than my happiness is my own self-determined path to follow.
而并不是我自己选择的都被应允了，就是我的幸福。
We are glad for God's decrees.
我们真的是。
我们
感谢神。
喜悦神的律法。 And when we tell God, please do this in your name,
当我们奉着神的名来说，神啊，请这么做吧。
And we see that it's going not as we have exactly planned it.
我们会发现它不会是跟我们所计划的一样的。
We can be led to say, God, I delight in your will be done.
我们就会很高兴地说，神啊，我因着你的事情被成就而喜乐。
And this love that God gives us is shown not more concretely.
而神这样子对我们的应许又是如此的确凿。
When the darling Prince of Heaven, Jesus Christ, the true beauty,
而诸天美丽的君王就是我们的耶稣基督
He became the beast in our place.
他成为代替我们受死的那个野兽
Taking on our beastly sins.
他带着我们罪性般的罪，兽性般的罪
And crucified it all on the cross as he himself was crucified.
把这一切都钉死在十字架上，就当他自己被钉死在十字架上的时候
So unlike Disney's Beauty and the Beast, in which the love is earned and learned on human experience.
不像迪士尼所谓的美女与野兽那样说的，爱是需要赚取的，是需要凭着人类的经验来学习的。
The Bible tells us of the greater love.
圣经告诉我们了一个更博大的爱。
The love of God that is gratuitously.
神的爱是平白的给我们的。
Abundantly.
丰富的。
And unreservedly given.
毫无保留的赐给我们。
When Jesus Christ became as us and gave himself up for us.
当耶稣基督为我们牺牲他自己的时候。
And so for the remaining moments,
所以接下来的这些时刻
Let us be reminded by God's word
让我们被神的话再次提醒
That God's love was given to us, not merited by us
神爱我们并不是因为我们配得
Given, not merited
是赐下的并不是因为我们配得
God's love was given to us while we were totally depraved and full on beastly
神在我们还充满兽性的时候就赐给我们爱了
And it's not because we are at least a little bit cutesy or beautiful.
并不是当我们有一点点可爱或者有一点点美丽的时候。
Let us be reminded that our love for God is expressed in our obedience to His word.
让我们提醒自己，我们对神的爱的回应是对他话语的顺服。
The goal is to glorify His name, to love Him for Him beyond what He is able to accomplish. On our behalf.
最终的目标应该是爱神，而且因为神本身而爱神，而不是因为他为我们所成就的一切而爱他。
And our obedience to God is then expressed in our gracious love toward even our enemies.
而我们对神的顺服又在我们爱我们的仇敌中来更加的体现。
Just as God himself was gracious to us while we were his enemies.
正如神在我们还是他的仇敌的时候就爱了我们。
So let us, as a congregation together, we will read first Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 8 in English and then in Chinese.
让我们一起来读罗马书五章六到
八节。缩短。English, let's go. You see, at just the right time, when we were so powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die.But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
来用中文来念。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或是有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Let us pause here for just a second.
让我们停顿两秒钟。
When we read this passage, we can pause while we were still sinners, while we were still God's enemies.
让我们当我们读到我们还做罪人的时候，我们还做仇敌的时候，我们需要停顿一下。
What kind of people did God initiate His compassionate redemption through Jesus Christ?
神到底通过耶稣基督给了什么样人这样的救赎呢
？Good people who needed to be better.
能做得更好的好人吗
？No.
不是的。
First and foremost, dead people who needed a new breath of life.
首先，他是赐给一切需要新生的死人这样子的救赎。
Foolish people who needed a new understanding toward life.
其次，他是给所有一切愚蠢之人，是需要对新生命有新认知的愚蠢之人。
Because fundamentally, it's not about whether I can do good.
因为最根本来讲，并不是为了我能做好。
But it's about God's lordship over us.
而是神对我们生命的全然掌管。
Because sin came in when man wants to be God.
当人想要成为神的时候，这就是罪了。
So it really isn't about us becoming good people on our own or with the help of God.
真的不是为着我们借着神的帮助而成为一个更好的人而已。
And as sinners, as enemies of God.
我们是神的敌人。
It requires a redemption that is glorious but also ghastly.
我们需要神这样子完美的、荣耀的救赎，并且这救赎也确确实实是阴森的。
And if we could together just two languages going at the same time, Isaiah chapter
来，我们一起念，用中文来，现在就念。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子。
Isaiah chapter 啊，
好，不好意思，念错了。
It's okay. Let's start again.
好，我们再重新来。许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
And his form marred beyond human likeness. This is something that we have to keep in mind. It's so terrible because sin is that terrible.
我们需要注意的是，这就是如此的阴森，因为罪就是这样阴森森的。
But ghastly as it is,
但是尽管他如此阴森,
Jesus still died on the cross for us because he not only loved us, but he loves us first.
耶稣还是为我们在十字架上受死，他不仅仅是爱我们，他是先爱了我们。
So let us now read 1 John chapter 4 verses 10 as well as 19.
那我们现在来读约翰一书第四章十节和十九节。
This is love.
不是我们爱神,
not that we love God,
乃是神爱我们,
but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
这就是爱了。
We love because he first loved us. And with this secure redemption in Jesus Christ, let us then be secure to love others with the love that God has given us.
因为耶稣这样不可动摇的爱，我们也需要不可动摇的去爱别人。
Because Jesus was able to pray even for his enemies and forgive his persecutors because he was already secure in the only love he needed, the love of the Abba.
耶稣基督为什么可以来为他的仇敌祷告呢？因为他原谅了迫害他的人，他已经拥有了他唯一需要的爱，那就是从阿爸来的爱。
And Jesus was able to minister day and night to the people who had nothing to give to him because he's already contented in the only love he needed, the love of his heavenly Father.
耶稣也可以不分昼夜的去服侍人，而这些人没有什么可回报他的，因为他已经在他唯一需要的爱里面完全满足了，这也是来自天父的爱。
And so for all of us who know Christ,
所以我们一切已经认识主的人。
We are able to carry out the new commandment that Jesus has given us.
我们需要能活出神给我们的新命令。
This new commandment to love others as He has loved us.
这个命令就是我们要像他爱我们一样去彼此相爱。
He's not giving us mission impossible.
他不是给我们一个不可完成的任务。
He's giving us mission livable.
他是一个给了我们一个可以活出来的任务。
And so let us do all kinds of good works. Yes.
那我们是需要做好事的，这是一定的。
But let us do it so that we can display our good God to others.
而我们这样做是为了能向别人来彰显神的美善。
Knowing that we love Him as we follow His commandments.
我们爱他，所以我们遵守他的律例。
As a closure.
作为结束。
So Disney's Beauty and the Beast indeed is gorgeous in its artistry and entertainment.
迪士尼的美女与野兽确实很好看，而且有很高的艺术价值。
And this is not a paid advertisement.
然后呢，真人版也马上就要上映了吧
？Yes, the live action is going to be shown on 17th of March, so it's coming up.
三月十七号真人版要上映了。
We may have another sermon on that because more materials have been added to the live animation.
我们可能需要有另外一篇道，因为那个电影里面有很多别的东西了。
But nonetheless, if you do go watch, invite the Holy Spirit to watch with you.
如果你真的要去看的话，请你邀请圣灵和你一起去看。
Parents, do watch it with your children.
家长们也请你和孩子们一起看。
and just watch it together.
就最好一起看。
But nonetheless, this animation carries overall a humanistic, moralistic message that does not lead to the blossoming of life, but sorrow.
而这样子的富含人本道德主义的电影并不会通向丰盛的生命，而是通向一个很悲哀的生命。
Because it's all about yourself.
因为全是关于你自己的。
But the fullness of life is actually in God.
而丰盛的生命是在神里面的。
And as we prepare ourselves to partake in the Holy Communion,
而现在当我们预备自己来领受圣餐的时候，
in remembrance of Jesus Christ,
来一起纪念主耶稣基督，
I'll leave us all with this word picture.
我这样为大家描述一幅景象。
So how many of us desire to live life to the fullest?
有多少人愿意把自己的生命活到极致呢？
Okay, some not sure yet.Well, we'll get there. But if you just want to live life, even, okay, the Bible gives us a starting point.
如果你真的就是想活一个丰盛的生命，圣经给了我们一个起点。
Repent.
悔改。
Is to acknowledge the total presence of total evil in us.
是承认我们里面是完全的邪恶的。
As we repent, as we turn.
我们悔改，我们就转回。
By God's grace, we will have the thirst for the total redemption of the cross.
因着神的恩典，我们会对神的救赎完全的渴慕。
It is by the cross that will bring about the total transformation of the life in the kingdom of God rather than death.
借着十架，我们可以将生命完全转向到神的国度里边，而不再是只有死亡这一个结局。
And because of the cross, because of Jesus,
而因为十架，因为耶稣，
evil is overturned.
罪恶，邪恶被转回了。
And now we are able to live.
而我们现在是可以活出丰盛的生命的。
We are able to have the fullness of the new life.
我们是可以活出新生命的一切的恩典的丰盛。
By God's mercy, somehow in English it works that way.
借着神的恩典，英语这个就是纯粹是反过来的。
If you spell evil backwards,
如果你把邪恶这个单词倒过来拼的话，
you get the word live.
你会得到生命这个词。
And that happens only as your life is now in under the lordship of the Lord Himself.
而这一点只有当你的生命完全属于耶稣基督的主权的时候才可以发生。
So let us now prepare ourselves to partake in the Holy Communion.
我们现在预备自己来领圣餐。